This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. And phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here to answer all your gardening questions. So give us that call, and we'll definitely try to help you out. Now, on the other side of this break, we had talked a little bit. I was saying I wanted to touch base a little bit on why trees are so good for, what their benefits are, not just for the environment, for the climate, etc. And a couple weeks ago, we had a call in regards to saying which trees were the best for, the environment, which ones. It kind of got me into a little bit of a rabbit hole, but I was really excited about it because it's a good one to be looking into. I found one that was the top 22 benefits of trees. So I want to list a few of them here, go over it, because I really do think, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a tree guy, but trees are crucial to our environment and how great they are. So here we go. So the first one, trees will actually combat climate change. Some of them will absorb, a lot of them will absorb CO2, removing and storing the carbon, and then release oxygen back to you, right? So, back to the air. So in 1 year, an acre of trees will absorb the same amount of CO2 produced when you drive your car 26,000 miles. Right? That's pretty crazy when you think about it. But it will produce enough oxygen to, it will absorb enough of that CO2 to help you. Now, again, we'll continue with that. Trees do clean the air. Trees will actually absorb odors and pollutant gases, nitrogen oxides, ammonia, sulfur dioxide, and ozone. And they filter particles out of the air by trapping them in their leaves and bark. Again, trees provide oxygen. So this is pretty cool stuff here. In 1 year, an acre of mature trees can provide enough oxygen for 18 people. One of the reasons why we need trees, right? It's going to help us with our oxygen levels. We need oxygen to breathe. So that's a good one. Here's one going in for the cities, right? Trees cool the streets and the city. So average temperatures in Los Angeles have risen 6 degrees in the last 50 years as tree coverage has declined and the number of heat-absorbing roads and buildings has increased. Trees cool the city by up to 10 degrees by shading homes, streets, breaking up urban heat islands, and releasing water. So can you imagine, think about this, a big city that is now developing buildings, roads, everything, warmed up when having some trees around, or a good amount of trees around, could actually help lower the temperatures. So that's something to think about, because as we see more construction, we see more buildings, everything, we're not seeing as many trees. There's a temperature fluctuation with us, right? Number five here on this list, trees conserve energy. Three trees placed strategically around a single-family home can cut summer air conditioning needs by up to 50%. So by reducing the energy demand for cooling our houses, we reduce carbon dioxide and other pollutant emissions from power plants. Simple. Three trees placed around the house. You know, you're looking at mature trees here. It's going to take some time. But look at that, 50% of the air conditioning needs. Trees will save water. Shade from trees slows water evaporation from your lawn, right? Most newly planted trees need only 15 gallons of water a week. As trees transpire, they increase atmospheric moisture. So as they grow, they need less water, but they're putting it back into the air. So these are a few things, you know, that are out there. I know I start to bring into these and we get some phone calls, but I will come back to this, get a few of those, because I do have some calls. So Nathan, who's up next?
Eleanor's in New Hampshire.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My question is this, last fall, I trimmed back my Rose of Sharon, after all the leaves fell off and everything.
Yep.
But looking at it now, it looks like I would like to cut it back more. Is it too late to do that?
How much more do you want to cut it back?
Maybe another 6 inches.
You know, for something like that, I might just wait, because you're going to start to see some new growth in the spring. 6 inches, like if we were talking a couple feet, the more I talk about it out loud. So if it was 6 inches, you could cut that back at this point. If it was a couple feet, I wouldn't cut it back. 6 inches isn't going to shock the plant too much. So you could cut it back if you wanted to at this point, because it hasn't started to develop completely next year's everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be fine with that. You might not have as many blossoms this next year, but it would be better off to cut them now when the plant's dormant and hasn't started producing those flowers than if it was early spring. I think you'd be okay to do that.
Okay, I'll give it a try, because when the time comes for it to start budding and so forth, it takes off fast and it really shoots up high. It gets big fast, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. Those are the types that all of a sudden you think they're not growing, they're dead, and all of a sudden they pop up and flower for you or start showing their leaves.
Right, right. And it grows tall and spreads out fast. It's a fast grower.
Definitely.
So, okay, well, thank you so much, and have a nice new year.
You too, Eleanor. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, Nathan, did we have a few more calls on the line? All right, I'm just going to keep on keeping on here until we can figure that out. But we can go right back into what I was talking about when it comes to what trees can do for us. So another thing for our trees is trees shield some of those ultraviolet rays, right? They get some of the nice temperatures. When it gets nice and sunny, they can actually help us with the ultraviolet rays. So there's another benefit of trees. I could sit here and talk about, the benefits of trees all day long. Honestly, 22 doesn't do it justice. But a couple more things here. You know, trees provide a canopy for habitat and habitat for wildlife, right? When they get some nice big trees, the birds are going to live in them. Any trees that's flowering, bees, even though I know you might not like squirrels because they're nuisance type pets, but they're going to have, you know, life up there. So they are a good habitat for wildlife, right? One thing that you might be looking at, you know, trees actually increase property values. The beauty of a well-planted property in a surrounding street and neighborhood can raise property values by as much as 15%. So a nice garden, nice landscape, and some trees, you might be getting more for your home if you're looking to sell. So that's a nice bonus, right? If you're looking to move at this time. There's a few other things. There's actually been studies that trees will reduce violence in neighborhoods, right? Neighborhoods and homes that are barren have shown to have a greater incidence of violence in and out of the home than their greener counterparts. Trees and landscaping help to reduce the level of fear. You know, when I was in college, we went into the town of Springfield, Massachusetts, and we went to two different areas, and they actually had a report of the different crime levels. Ones without trees versus with trees were completely different. It's crazy. But some pretty cool stuff. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back.
Look alive, weeds! It's a matter of life and death!
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow!
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome!
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a few calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Janice is in Martha's Vineyard.
Janice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, thank you. Yes, I was wondering what to do with a poinsettia. We 8 weeks ago. Hello?
Hi, I'm hello? Here. Yep.
Okay,
yep, I'm here.
I thought you weren't. Okay, 8 weeks. We've been covering it at night so that it's been covered and totally in the darkness for 14 hours a day for 8 weeks. And now I just uncovered it, and it's got two little tiny red leaves on it.
Yep.
Are we doing something wrong? Or are we doing something right? What should we do? Do I have to continue keeping it in the dark?
Now, you were keeping it in the dark to try and push the flowers out, right?
We was trying to make them turn red. That's all I know.
Yep.
But the leaves that are there are green, and they look very nice, but they're not turning red at all. But there's two little tiny new leaves that are red.
Okay. Now, with this, so you've had it, how long has this process been going?
8 weeks.
8 weeks. Okay. Perfect. So you've gotten it to go in that. What were the temperatures that they were in?
In the 70s, maybe a little below, a little bit above during the day.
Okay. And then how long, when were you covering it?
We cover it, I don't know, like 4:30 in the afternoon, and then uncover it 14 hours later. So it would be,
6, 8 a.m.-ish. Yeah, 7, 8. Okay. So you're doing that, perfect. you're doing everything perfect. Now, what happens is, once it starts to produce the bracts, which are those red flowers that you're seeing, then it's ready to go. It's ready to be out. in the full sun, like normal.
Okay.
So you've done everything right. There's nothing like special that you need to do from here. Just get it into the sun, and keep it going that way.
Okay. In sun. Where we have it is a north-facing window.
Okay.
So does that get enough sun there?
So you're going to need a little bit more sun than the north-facing. I'd try to, if you have like a south-facing window, that would be great. If you don't have a south-facing window, try for like a west-facing window or an east. Either one, because the east and the west will get more sun than a north would, a north-facing window. Okay. But you've done everything right with cutting out the light for so much. So that's one of them. Then the warm room is going to help with it.
Okay.
What I'd do from now as well is allow that soil to dry out a little bit in between waterings.
Okay.
Now that the flowers are also, now that the flowers are starting to bloom, I would also add a fertilizer to it. Okay. Something with like a higher middle number, something with a little bit more phosphorus. Right, so when it's starting to bloom like that, starting to show the red bracts, we're looking to stimulate the root system, stimulate the plant, and so using like a 5-10-5, something like that will definitely help it. You could also get like a bloom booster that's a wettable powder, like a Miracle-Gro type or a Peters, that would have the bloom booster to push it. But that's what I would do at this point, because you force it to get to those red bracts, and then it'll start producing everywhere else.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So we are sort of on the right track.
Yes, definitely. You definitely are. You've done everything that you should at this point. So I would now start to try and enjoy the flowers, but give them a little bit more to work with.
Okay, good. Now, my silly question is, how do people that sell poinsettias already full and huge and blooming, how do they deal with the darkness and the light?
So they can actually shade their greenhouses a little bit more, put shade cloth lower to the plants to do that. It's definitely, there's a lot to it, but they can definitely do it nice and easy. I can hit a break, so I'll be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
Warning by Joe Biden if President Trump doesn't sign the budget deal passed by Congress. Biden saying yesterday millions of Americans will lose their unemployment benefits, vital services will be at risk, military personnel could go without paychecks, and eviction moratoriums could expire. An apparent suspect identified in the Nashville bombing. Newsweek reporting the FBI is focusing on Anthony Quinn Warner as the suspect in Friday's bombing in the city's downtown. Retired FBI bomb tech expert Jim Maxwell tells CNN this is an unusual case.
This is a very sophisticated device. I've never heard of a device that had a pre-recorded warning attached to it. The only time I've ever seen this is when the IRA was very active. They used to call the British authorities and warned them that a bomb was in place.
Nashville TV station News 4 reports the FBI is asking those who know Warner if he has some sort of paranoia about 5G technology. This is USA Radio News. A deadly random act of violence at a bowling alley. Three people killed, three injured in last night's shooting in Rockford, Illinois. Police say at least two of those shot are teenagers, one person in custody. A shooting at a mall last night in Roanoke, Virginia. One person taken to the hospital. They're expected to survive. No arrests announced. Police believe the shooting came during a group argument. Five people found dead in a home in Arkansas. The bodies of two women and three girls found Christmas Day in northwest Arkansas in Atkins and Pope County. Murder suspected. A neighbor tells Arkansas THV 11 what she heard.
I feel so terrible about it. I was in the bed and I heard it sound like that there was a gun going off. It was going pop, pop, pop real fast.
The victims ranging in age from 8 to 50, all related to each other, some shot to death, no word on a suspect or motive. A deadly shooting in Massachusetts as well, one killed and five hurt in a shooting yesterday in Lynn during the filming of a rap video. No arrests announced. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Janice, and we kind of got hit by the break here, so I wanted to come back to you. So, Janice, was there anything else we can help out with?
Thank you for getting back to me. Not at the moment, although I have other plants here that do need some attention. We have a Phalaenopsis orchid. Do you change pots on that ever?
You can. It depends. So, you know, orchid pots are a little bit different, right? They're not your typical pot. They're ones that have some holes in the side because you want the air to hit the root system, right? So it's not like you're looking for to do it like every couple years, but it can be done here and there. It's not like one that I would sit there and say yes, definitely do it all the time, like a when it's root bound, but because its roots want to be, you know, the showing, want to be airy.
Right. The roots on this one are like little legs and wiggly legs all over it. And the pot that it's in is less than 4 inches across. And it bloomed, I would say one time last year, but it has never bloomed since.
Okay. So that being said, the best time to repot any orchid is right after it blooms.
Okay.
So that's when you should repot it. They have an orchid mix that you can purchase that has like fir bark or like coconut husks mixed into it.
Yep.
That would be something I'd look at doing. But I like to see the pots have, have some holes on the side a little bit. They don't have to necessarily have the holes on the side. I just like to aerate the roots a little bit easier.
Okay, what if you put it in a basket of moss? Would that work?
So it could, but so that sometimes what will happen is that moss could hold the moisture by the roots, right? And the roots want to have some airflow to it. They don't want to stay, like, wet, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, yes, you could, but just don't overwater it. Don't drown the root system.
Okay. All righty. Well, we'll see what we can do with that. And I think that's all for now, Patrick. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
No problem, and, Janice, and good luck with the poinsettia. I hope it pops blooms for you.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. Even see these two little red leaves. It's amazing.
Yeah, that means it's ready to go.
All right, cool. Well, you have a good new year, please.
You as well. Thanks, Janice.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so we'll get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Beth is in Lansing, Michigan.
Beth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thanks for taking my call. We have a couple of peace lily plants that had been doing pretty well, but I repotted them using Miracle-Gro indoor potting mix, and now they're beginning to, the leaves are sagging, they're getting dark in color, and it doesn't look very good.
Okay, so the leaves are starting to turn brown or black?
Black.
Okay. Is it by, like, a window where it could have got, like a breeze or something along those lines?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
They're in a west window with a sheer curtain on it, and there's no opening door nearby or anything.
Okay, perfect. All right. Sometimes that'll happen, so that's why I like to check on that. It could also be your house, the area that it's in might have very low humidity. And the spathiphyllum loves humidity. Do you have any other house plants in the area?
Yes, there's a pothos right next to it.
Okay. So the plants would love to be grouped together, so it's perfect. They create kind of their own humidity. The humidity sometimes will cause the black tips like this when it's very low. It's more likely to be that than like underwatering or overwatering. So basically what I'm looking for you to do is take a look at how you're watering the spathiphyllum, how often you are, and see if it's drying out too much in between. Take a look at it that way. The other thing, if there's like fluoride or like chlorine in the water, sometimes that's too much for like a spathiphyllum, so that can be causing it. It can be due to like excess like salts that are in the soil from the water. And the humidity, what I'd like to see you do is grab like a plastic saucer, fill it up halfway with rocks, and then put water in the base of it. You can put it underneath the plant, but that water is going to create humidity around the plants that you have there, because humidity is very perfect, is very ideal to help it grow. So that's what I would look at. You know, looking at the water, like I said, first off was like the extreme like temperature change. That would be one that came to mind first. But I think it has a lot to do with the humidity around there. Is it a very dry area?
Yes. All
right, so I think that's part of it. Raising the humidity level around it. It usually will happen during the winter months because we're heating the house a little bit more. It's drier in the house. So creating some humidity, even like spritzing the plant almost like every day, just creating the humidity around it, that makes it so much better. It's a simple way to do it, but it's one that plants really, really need.
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty. Well, good luck, Beth.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And that phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, humidity, so important for your plants, your house plants, in the wintertime, just based on how you change the heat in the house and how you change like the temperatures, right? It's going to be a lot warmer in the house during that time. And when you notice that, some of your plants might have some issues, and this is one thing to really help it. Nathan, do we have any more calls on the line behind Beth here?
Yep, a full round here. Elizabeth is in New Hampshire.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning and happy holidays.
You as well.
Thank you. I have a question. I actually have a coffee bean tree that's in my office where I sit quite often because that's where I work.
Yep.
From home. And the only issue I'm really having with it is it's only producing leaves where the sun is coming in the window. And I'm afraid to turn it because I don't want it to end up becoming bare. It flowers in May, and I've actually planted the coffee bean trees around, you know, the mother tree and
yep.
have created new trees. But I'm wondering what would be the best thing I can do to care for this tree. I've had it for years.
Okay. So has it on one side did the leaves like kind of turn brown and then fall off, or were they just not really there?
They're not really there anymore.
Okay. And do you bring it outside during the summer and then in for the winter, or does it stay inside all year?
It stays inside all year, but I was thinking maybe I should do it more justice by bringing it out in the warm weather.
Not necessarily. They do like to, they don't like their, like, crazy changes, right? So you're doing the right thing by having them inside, right? What I would look to do is a couple things. One, they need the light. They like sitting in a south and east-facing windows, right? Because they're going to get more
right.
sun that way. What you could also do is produce some artificial light for them by, like, getting a grow light, right? Maybe it's one of those silver lights with the bulb in it. You can pick up at, like, Home Depot. You might use it, like, for construction, that type of thing, right? Just adding some of that light, some artificial light, after it gets dark, especially this time of year when it's getting dark earlier. It likes lots of sun. So that could be part of it to help it. Have you seen any, like, insects on it? Maybe like a spider mite. They'd be, you know, very small on the underside of the leaves, that type of thing.
No.
Okay. Because sometimes that's one that will affect them to cause some of this. If you ever see webbing on it, then that's what you're definitely seeing.
Okay.
So that would be one of it. What I would do is look at some sort of like fertilizer to add to it, maybe like a Neptune's Harvest or an all-purpose fertilizer. Nothing like too heavy, you know, like a fish emulsion, like the Neptune's Harvest. Their numbers on it are low, right? It's like some of them are like 4-3-1 or 5-3-2, those types. We're not looking to do like a heavy, like 10-10-10 or 20-20-20. We want to give it some sort of fertilizer. The only problem is with it being in the house, being in the office where you spend most of your time, that fish smell might not smell great. So look for a fertilizer that's a little bit lower in the numbers. We don't need the heavy numbers to it. It's going to help produce some of more leaves. Take any of the dead leaves off the soil, any of that, just get rid of it. But I think it could be helpful to it. The other thing, you know, you said you were afraid to turn it. I would slowly turn it, not like turn the whole thing every day, but maybe every day turn it like a quarter, and then the next day another quarter, and then another quarter. So each day you're spinning it a little bit to get a little bit more sun. But like I said, that could be taken care of by just getting another grow light, like a grow light above it to help get that sun after the sun goes down. Because it is looking for more sun than what it's getting right nowadays with the way our temperatures are.
Right. I do have it in an east, well, southeast window, and you're 100% right. It's really flourishing where the sun is hitting it. But the other side has a lot more to be desired. And I think it's kind of comical. I do use the fish emulsion. I
yep.
do put up with the smell, but I don't know how often to use it.
So right now,
once a month.
Yeah, so right now, because it's having an issue, right, it's not doing well, I'd use it mm-hmm. twice a month. The other okay. thing I'd look to use would be Protolizer from Natural Alternative, because that Protolizer will help rejuvenate it and work with the fertilizer that you're doing. They work together and will actually help produce it. The Protolizer from Natural Alternative is an incredible product, and I would really look into using some of that with the coffee bean tree to help you rejuvenate it. Alrighty?
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone.
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I
wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Phil is in Nantucket.
Phil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a history question for you. It's been worrying me since 1963. And actually, we're really worrying me since 1976, and I would just love to have an answer before I die. The article I saw in The New Scientist in 1976 said that the result of the British government's incredible effort to take coal dust out of the air of metropolitan London, it was terrible, was such that the average amount of sunlight hitting the streets of metropolitan London had increased by 76%. Now, that means to me that the flora of London must have changed must have started changing in 76. And what's that, 45 years ago. So they've had 45 years of grossly and measured increased sunlight. And I keep saying to myself, what are the new trees, a new species of trees that are succeeding well? Are there new species of weeds that are existing? How has the flora, and I have no idea how to find out. And I would love to know. I mean, I just cannot believe that a place that had been so covered with, the air had been so filled with dirt, well, dust, coal dust, all the time. And now it, you know, 76% of it's wiped out. What, can you find a source somewhere that will actually say, oh, look, we don't have plane trees anymore. We have, I don't know, we have different kinds of trees. We have different kinds of weeds. And is that possible? Is that something you can do?
Well, I'm sure there is something. I'd have to really take a deep dive into it. But I mean, one of the main reasons why you're noticing more sunlight is the urban developments in there. It's not based on different trees taking over. It's more of the fact that you're having more buildings. You're having more area taken up. Versus it being more natural. And so you're getting more sunlight and everything. You're getting more heat. You're getting more everything along those lines.
Well, what I'm referring to is the removal of coal dust from the air. The government did incredible activities.
Yep.
And pretty much made it impossible to buy soft coal to be burning in every single house and every single apartment in in London. So, I mean, they really cleaned up the air.
Yes.
They did away with the – they probably didn't know they were going to do it, but they did away with the great, horrible fogs that London used to have. I was present for what I believe was the last great fog. And, my God, I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You could hardly see a light bulb more than 2 or 3 feet from your face.
Yep.
When you were going to the train to go to school in the morning. So they really cleaned up the air, and so there's more sunlight, enormously more sunlight.
Yes.
And I should think the species would change.
Well, so definitely. Sorry, I misunderstood a little bit of the question. Maybe I didn't hear something. So, I would say definitely, just based on the amount of sun that you're seeing. So the species are going to go from more of a like filtered light to more of full sun. So you're going to see some more, more deciduous trees are going to be around than evergreens. One of the things with there were more evergreens around in back in the day, whereas a yew was a tree form versus a shrub over there.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of switched a little bit to get more tree-like, and those have become more shrub-like. I'm hitting a break. If you want to hang tight on the other side, we can talk a little bit more of it and get some more information for you. So hang tight for me. We'll be back in a little bit.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.